Hold on. Hi, do I have a visitor? Oh, how delightful. That pleases an old tree like me. I am the four-stemmed survivor. Do you know how long I've been here? Well, to be honest, it's been so long that I can't quite remember. It must have been over 180 years ago, around 1860, when a landscaper from Brussels named Louis Fuchs had me planted right here on these gorgeous ramparts. And oh, how I enjoy growing on this beautiful blue-green slope right near our meningate. Throughout the years, I've met a lot of people from all over the world, as well as the inhabitants of Ypres, who come and visit me every now and then. Especially on Sundays, it can get quite busy. But unfortunately, there used to be a time that I hardly saw anyone. During the First World War, the landscape around here was awfully bleak and barren. A lot of my chestnut friends didn't make it. I don't enjoy thinking about it, as I too feared for my life, but I stood strong on the inside of the ramparts and I survived the horror. The high rampart walls guarded me from the worst of the attacks, but still I was damaged severely. My tree trunk was the only thing left standing. And again, I had a bit of a scare 25 years later during the Second World War. Back then, I didn't fear the shootings or the bombings, I feared the axe. The people of Ypres were cold, and they had no choice but to cut down the trees for firewood. And again, my beloved slope saved me. Cutting me down would prove to be too big of a risk for the houses down there. And yet, in spite of all the horror and hardship, I grew tall. Yes, I'm quite the stubborn stub, the majestic chestnut with four stems. And just like the tremendous people of Ypres, nothing gets me down. If you want to take a good look at me, you can take the path down there, about 50 meters away. My trunk has a circumference of 9 meters and 20 centimeters at the base. I measure over 25 meters tall, and my crown is over 30 meters wide. Did you know you are standing next to the only survivor of both World War I and World War II in Ypres? And may I remind you that I was elected Belgium's Tree of the Year in 2020. But the pleasure is all mine, of course. What a delight it was to meet you. And remember, us trees love everyone that takes good care of us.